Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Today's podcast is sponsored by beauty and health retailer Superdrug, pioneering the way with their own products that are affordable, gentle, and cruelty-free. Their formulas really are impressive and yield quick results. They've recently really expanded their range and are launching a special beauty box in collaboration with one of the UK's leading beauty experts and beauty journalists, Nadine Baggett. She's handpicked all the items inside the box. It's brimming with their bestsellers, and you can expect to find full sizes of Superdrug's skin-quenching Me Plus boosters alongside their popular Vitamin E Hot Cloth Cleanser and Simply Pure Hydrating Serum. And that's just the start. The beauty box will be available from the 4th of November until stocks last. To find out more about Superdrug, their products and the beauty box, visit superdrug.com. Welcome to today's In Conversation With podcast. I often say that our guests don't need an introduction. Nadine, I really feel like you don't need an introduction. You are one of the UK's most well-known, if not the most well-known, beauty journalists. And you've been on our screens via This Morning, via Instagram, via YouTube for, well, several decades, really. I love your high street beauty halls where you trawl up and down the rows of high street beauty stores. And so it makes perfect sense that you've collaborated with Superdrug. I've got lots to ask you today, but a heads up that today's podcast was recorded remotely. So if the sound quality isn't tip-top, then do please forgive us.
Hello, Nadine. How lovely to have you with us today.
Thank you for asking me to chat to you.
Well, I've got a lot of questions to get through, so I'm going to fire away and I'm going to start. I just thought it'd be really interesting for people to hear a bit about your career, because I think lots of people know you but perhaps don't know your whole story. And well, I for one would love to hear a little bit more about it. So could you go back to the beginning of your journey in beauty and just talk us through how you've got to where you are today?
So I've pretty much been a journalist since graduating, and I think it doesn't take a woman in the 80s, so if we go back to sort of the pre-Sex and the City era, to realise that the place to be was women's magazines. It was so glamorous and so excited. And I knew that I wanted to work in women's magazines, so I slowly worked my way up. And then there was another echelon. When I got into women's magazines, I realised that beauty was where it was at. So I was a trained features writer and a news writer. And beauty for me was the best of both worlds. It had all the glamour of the fashion industry, but it had all the investigative journalism of the features industry. So I then worked within features magazines. So I started on a magazine called Living in the beauty department. I then went to work for a short while for Marie Claire Health and Beauty. I then left, went to work for the Daily Mail, where I sort of became a hardened investigative beauty journalist. Went to work for Hello. And in that time, started doing a lot of television and radio as well, mainly because TV channels notoriously are put together on hardly any money. And they wanted to essentially borrow stroke steal my ideas that I'd written about, but rather than just sort of lifting them, they asked me to come on and present them as ideas. So that's how I started doing television. So I was the beauty presenter on This Morning for the better part of 18 years. I went to work
It 18 years?
Yeah, went to work. Yeah, I started with Richard and Judy, then obviously mainly with Fern and Philip, obviously. Dream. The dream team.
I love Holly and Phil, don't get me wrong, but Fern, I'll always have a big place in my heart.
She's just the sweetest, most self-effacing, funny person. And I have to say, the idea behind my items always on This Morning was, we've got to accept the fact that 50% of the audience are not interested in beauty, so let's just make them entertaining. And so they just used to end up in fits of giggles. If there was any double entendre going, Philip and Fern would absolutely collapse into fits of giggles. And then I left actually with my producer to go to the Titchmarsh show, and I went to the BBC for a short while. And during the whole course of this, I think I noticed that magazines obviously were going through a bit of a struggling time. So I set up my YouTube channel and Instagram. So I've been around a while.
It's interesting because I'm sure there are lots of people who watch you on YouTube and Instagram and perhaps don't know that, God, you've got all those amazing strings to your bow. I certainly definitely remember you on this morning back in the day.
You were probably at university, weren't you? And you were sneaking off for the afternoon.
Well, I think I was at school a bit as well. I'm sure we used to, at break time, we used to put on This Morning.
Whenever I used to jump in the back of a cab or if somebody recognised me in the street, they used to say to me, I recognise you from TV, don't I? Where do I know you from? And I said, have you been on maternity leave? Are you a student skiving? Or have you been unwell? Because why are you watching daytime TV?
So now most of your time is spent, I mean, obviously you're collaborating with Superdrug, which we're going to come on to, which is really exciting. But how do you spend most of your time now? You're producing content for your YouTube channel, for Instagram. What other pies have you got fingers in?
Well, it's interesting. So before lockdown, a lot of my time was spent actually carrying on doing the same things I was doing as I was a print journalist, because I still write for the Saturday Times magazine as well. So I would be out and about interviewing dermatologists and makeup artists and hairstylists and formulating chemists and all the experts within the beauty industry, and meeting with the brands and learning about what was new and exciting. Obviously, since lockdown, it has changed slightly. I mean, I do work from home. I've worked from home most of my adult life, really, because most magazines are put together by freelancers and newspapers. So it's shrunk slightly in the sense that I'm doing a lot of Zoom meetings and a lot of Zoom calls and a lot of kind of one-on-ones, but sort of socially distanced to meet up and find out about new stuff. But instead of putting all that knowledge and experience down on print, I'm literally talking to the camera. And I guess in a way it made sense for me because I was comfortable in front of the camera because I'd done television for so long. So I just remember meeting with friends about 4 years ago, 5 years ago, and them saying to me, when we all go out for the night, we all sit around and ask you questions about what we should do with this spot, or what we should do with this rash, or what we should do to make our hair better, or what makeup works for our particular skin type. And could you just do that, really, on a YouTube channel? And I was like, okay, yeah, if you want me to, I can do that. Not a problem at all.
And you've mentioned lockdown and that work-wise, it's not a huge shift for you. But how have you found, I mean, we can't not talk about lockdown whenever I interview anyone now. I think, God, how have you survived? Are we going into another one? Help, help, help. It's not looking great right now, is it? But
as we're recording this, it's not looking good at all, because obviously we're coming up into sort of the middle of autumn, the beginning of winter. It's interesting. What I've missed most of all, actually, is getting out and about and doing my Beauty Come Shopping With Me content. Because my YouTube content hasn't really changed that much in the sense that it's me talking to the camera about products and what's new and what's exciting.
My and God, we need that more than ever, don't we? Because you can't get into store right now. Can, but you can't. I went into a store the other day and I was touching a bronzer. They were like, don't touch anything.
Silly
of me. Don't touch anything. But so, you know, we need people like you more than ever right now.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? Because the bit I miss most of all, and I have done a couple socially distanced and sort of all disinfected up and with a mask on, but what I miss most of all is getting out into store. Because what I like to do is I like to create content where I go in store and basically choose my top 10 or 15 products and say that this week in store you need to look for these products. These are the products that are best value for money, most new, most exciting. So what I wanted to do was sort of, it's almost like a virtual, here, take my hand, come shopping with me. And in a way, it's like what Trini does with sort of when she goes into Zara and one of her shop ups. And nobody was really doing it.
I love the way it's now been named a shop up.
Yeah,
it's a shop up, you know, with Trini. Coined and it's now a shop up.
And so what I wanted to do was I wanted to do that for beauty, because I think a lot of people, they go in store or they go online and they're overwhelmed by the sheer magnitude of brands and products and newness. And they just need somebody who's kind of been there, seen it, done it, got the T-shirt to say, look, this is what works. Spend your money here. Spend it wisely. Save your money here. Splash your money here. Try this new product. This is exciting. Because I've been there, seen it, done it, and I'm a lot more sceptical than you are. So I know what works and what doesn't.
So have you snuck into any stores and done any beauty shop-ups?
Yeah, I have. The first one I did when I got back actually out was Superdrug. And I went in and it was super early in the morning. They were really sweet. They opened up super early for me. And I sort of went in and there was essentially just myself and sort of one other shopper in the store. And it is a new shopping experience because, you know, normally I would be taking things off the shelf and showing the colour swatches and testing smells and textures. And you're not allowed to do any of that. You're not allowed to touch anything. But what the really clever stores have in place is they have this, you know, there'll always be an expert on hand. They should have enough samples hidden away for you to test. The really good stores have got these try on and test little counters now where you sit down, you choose what you want, And then the beauty advisor goes off and gets them for you. And then they bring back the samples. They scoop them out into little bowls for you to try, or open up testers that have been pre-cleaned. And some of the best stores have even got return policies now, or even online, actually, of colour cosmetics that need to be colour matched, like, you know, concealers, bases, things like that, bronzers and stuff like that. So they've got a free return and exchange policy as well. And that's what you need to look for as a savvy beauty consumer these days. And then if you go into the big stores, and obviously I have gone into the big stores, if you go into the sort of Harrods or Selfridges or anything like that now, they are seriously empty. Like, the high street stores are still quite busy because companies like Superdrug are offering so much more than beauty. So they're offering all the healthcare needs. And so they're quite buzzing during the day, but socially distanced. But the really big department stores are a little bit sad, really, which pre-pandemic we'd all been super excited about because you get the store all to yourself. But actually, it's a bit sad and lonely to be in a big department store.
I know, the reason for it is too depressing, isn't it? And how have you passed the time? I mean, as an influencer, we also want to know, what have you been watching, reading, doing at home? Have you just
now, I am
hobbies,
a
TV
I'm
shows?
I'm a box setaholic.
Okay, brilliant. This is banging our sweet spot. So
I am never
tell.
Happier than when I get a box set. I'm not. I don't really watch live television. So what I want to do is I want to literally binge watch things. So my boyfriend comes over on a Thursday night or a Friday night, and we're sort of on the sofa. We're never happier. Deliveroo. And a box set.
What's your delivery go-to?
Oh, well, in West London, we have something called Wing Wings. And it's spicy
chicken
Korean chicken. It's amazing. If anybody is listening to this and they're anywhere near a Wing Wings, honestly, Nadine's 5 stars. I can't recommend it enough.
Yeah,
it's the best
okay, we
I've
like
ever
these
eaten.
Tips. Yeah. Excellent. Okay, so it's Wing Wings. And what are you watching?
Well, obviously, like most people, I started with Tiger King, and I think we can mark essentially our lockdown by what we've been watching. So I love a sort of murder mystery thing. So I like to sort of get into Netflix and do sort of the American murder stories and things like that. It's a very strange obsession with mine. My boyfriend just rolls his eyes up. I like sort of investigative sort of police dramas as well. So It was really exciting for me actually going back into sort of BBC catch up, and I'd never watched Broadchurch, and I binge watched all the series of Broadchurch and then all the series of Condor as well. So I love a sort of political police thriller whodunit. That's me.
Right.
And it's just my, I call it kind of mental candy floss. I don't have to think about anything. I just switch off and relax, and I'm in my
good old fashioned investigative whodunit.
Yes, I love that. So essentially, it's a little bit like, imagine my job in beauty, but it's like that, but there's a crime scene. I'm never happier.
Got it. And what about other stuff that you did to pass the time in lockdown?
I'm not a baker at all, but ironically,
no,
I
banana
love
bread.
Would never dream of cooking bread, baking bread, but I absolutely love the Great British Bake Off, and I'm loving the new lineup. I think it's really, really clever. And again, It's so strange. My boyfriend comes in and he says to me, why are you watching this? You never bake. And I was like,
oh,
no,
me too.
It's just escapism, pure escapism.
Anyway, let's talk about anti-aging. God, give us some words of wisdom and tell us what your approach is. I mean, you look amazing.
Thank you.
How? What's the secret? I mean, it's obviously you've got huge confidence, and that's really attractive in a woman's
race. And I know that the term anti-aging is sort of politically incorrect because No, and I actually don't have a problem with it in terms of
what should we say instead?
And then all the beauty companies are scrambling around saying pro-aging, and I'm like, I don't have a problem with the term anti-aging in terms of skincare because I understand what it means. What you're literally trying to do is keep your skin as healthy and as youthful looking as possible. Because you can't actually turn back the time. And I think what's interesting about skincare is I've seen a massive revolution in the 30 years that I've been a beauty editor. Because obviously when I started, I was in my 20s. And, you know, one of the problems with the big glossy magazines is you've got all of these people in their 20s writing about anti-aging. And with all due respect to them, and I was one of them, what do they know about aging? You really have no idea what you're talking about. So I did the same thing. I used to sort of, you know, go off to Paris and learn about some obscure cream with an active ingredient that have been sourced from the Himalayas or the deepest oceans and cost hundreds of pounds. And it's like, it's all bonkers, absolute madness. And then what happened was about 5 or 6 years ago, I mean, I think there were these sort of high-end French brands, and then there were these sort of quite interesting American dermatological brands, but there was sort of nothing in between. The high street was a sort of a little sort of a bit of a cleanse and care market rather than a treat market. And then what happened was about 5 or 6 years ago, a brand called The Ordinary started, which, and it was the first brand that ever spoke about high street active ingredients at a price we could all afford. And while that market model might have its problems in the sense that people tend to buy too many of them because they're so reasonably priced, I think it made a lot of high street brands sit up and think, wow, so we actually can start speaking about resurfacing acids, vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin B in skincare. We know that these ingredients work, they're proven to work, and we can make them in simple formulations that are affordable to everybody. And that's kind of what I stand for in beauty. I genuinely believe that affordable, effective skincare should be available to everybody. I always say I have a couple of mantras: minimum effort, maximum results. If I can do it, you can do it. And never go into debt to buy a beauty product. If you can't buy it in for cash or pay it off at the end of the month, don't buy it. And I think companies like The Ordinary, Eucerin, L'Oreal Paris, Nivea, The Inky List, Revolution, have literally revolutionized skincare. So now you can get really affordable, effective skincare on the high street. They're all stocked in Superdrug, and then Superdrug came on, created their own brands, and essentially what I wanted to do was guide people through how to buy high street skincare effectively. So the things you can save money on, your cleansers, the things you should splash your money on, your serums, but actually you can get them all really effectively and at a price we can all afford.
You're saying don't spend money on cleansers, but do spend money on serums. Is that your approach?
This is the thing, right? One of the first rules is you can save your money at certain steps. And I think you save your money with cleansers and moisturisers. And people are always a little bit amazed when I say that. One,
moisturisers, yeah, you wouldn't expect that. I can get my head around cleanser.
Yeah, but well, the thing about a cleanser is it needs to respect your skin, but it's only in contact with your skin for a few minutes before it obviously then gets washed away. So you need a lovely rinse off cream cleanser at night that's gentle, takes off all your makeup with a microfiber cloth. And in the morning, a refreshing gel cleanser, an unfoaming gel cleanser. There are so many amazing ones on the market. And then a moisturiser is simply there to put moisture into your skin. And back in the day, a moisturiser used to be this sort of miracle pot of cream. But now we have serums, and as a serum is where you, if you're going to, where you splash your cash. Because your serum is your first step after cleansing. It's the step where you put your actives into your skin, so your vitamins, your minerals, or at night you would use an acid. And then your moisturiser is simply to lock that in. So your moisturiser essentially is super posh oil and water. So you don't need to spend a lot of money on your moisturiser.
Then if it's sitting on your skin, so is there not an argument that it needs to be pretty decent?
Well, I mean, let's be honest here. Even the most high street moisturisers are decent because their job is to moisturise. They don't have to be loaded with active ingredients. They don't have to be loaded with miracle ingredients. They are simply there to put moisture and oil into your skin and lock it in. So they form a barrier between you and the outside world. Then I would say, actually, the next step, if you're actually going to spend money and you want a really nice lightweight formula, probably would be an SPF, because we should all be wearing an SPF every single day. And then obviously, if you're going to splash cash, I think probably the next thing would be a nice foundation. But even so, you can get amazing foundations for sort of £13, £14, and £15.
Any that you can recommend?
Yeah, absolutely. So for cleansers, I love Superdrug Vitamin E Hot Cloth Cleanser at night. It's my absolute all-time favourite rinse-off cream cleanser. And then in the day, I love the CeraVe Hydrating Gel Cleanser, which is really lovely. It's an American brand formulated by dermatologists. And it's so reasonably priced. They do an SA cleanser, which is a salicylic acid cleanser for breakouts as well, which is incredible.
My team are nuts about this product, by the way.
Oh, they're amazing.
Like, can't get enough amazing. Of it. What is it, 12 quid or something?
I cannot tell you how good the CeraVe range is, full stop. It's absolutely brilliant. And then for moisturisers, I mean, perfect case in point, CeraVe again do moisturisers, which are amazing. Nivea and Eucerin do amazing moisturisers. L'Oreal do absolutely amazing moisturisers. If you think of these companies, the other thing you need to remember is companies are huge conglomerates. And this is such an important tip. And whenever I mention this, people are always blown away by this. So if you think of L'Oreal as being a massive conglomerate, if you think of Beiersdorf as being a massive conglomerate, Nivea and Eucerin are owned by the same company as La Prairie. So if you think they're not sharing technology, you're crazy. L'Oreal is owned by the same company as Garnier and Maybelline, but also Giorgio Armani and Lancôme. They share their technology. Eventually, what happens is normally the high-end active ingredients and formulations start off in the expensive brands, and then they trickle down. So they will share molecules and active ingredients. So if you just wait a little while, that amazing high-end skincare will become available on the high street. The Simply Be moisturiser, the serum moisturiser that's in my beauty box, which you're going to be able to talk about, is just the most beautiful hyaluronic acid, glycerin, lightweight serum. A friend of mine, Sally Hughes, who is sort of my equivalent, she's on The Guardian, I'm on The Times, she's absolutely amazing. She absolutely loves it. And I just think we need to remember, especially at this moment in time when people are in fear of their jobs, effective, affordable, brilliant skincare is available for you to buy on the high street. You really don't need to splash the cash on expensive brands. Yeah. What it will give you is it'll give you healthy, happy, protected skin. And then if you want to splash your cash, as I said, the serums are where you go because that's where you're going to get your vitamin C in the morning, your vitamin B, which is normally a niacinamide, a form of vitamin B, which is a vitamin B3, which repairs your barrier function. And then at night you apply a vitamin A, a retinol, and that repairs your skin. And if you think about it, we're not talking about obscure patented active ingredients that are only available in one brand that cost hundreds of pounds. We're talking about giving back your skin what your skin naturally wants, what it actually gets from your food, what a young, healthy skin has that it needs to repair itself, to make new collagen, to repair a wound, to fight off pollution, to fight off sunlight. It really is sort of basic skincare biology. It really is. There are no great myths or magical ingredients in skincare. It really is good basic science. And that's what counts. And honestly, 10 years ago, we couldn't be having this conversation because those products weren't available on the high street. And now they are. I mean, Perfect case in point. There's an active ingredient called urea. And urea is found in your skin. It's a natural moisturizing factor. So it's one of the molecules that's found in your skin. It's now been extracted and it's made in a lab. And it super hydrates skin. So if you've got dry hands, if you've been washing your hands and your knuckles are cracked and dry, Eucerin do 10% urea body lotion. There's nothing glamorous or sexy about it. It will repair dry and cracked hands. And I always call them post-summer sandal feet. Honestly, within a week. Available from places like Superdrug. I mean, it's just amazing. Available from all of the little local pharmacies. There's another product, Flexitol Heal Palm. Flexitol Heal Balm is a very unsexy, completely effective, affordable. And they have a dry, cracked heal balm. That is 20% urea. And at 20%, that active ingredient that's found naturally in your skin will not only moisturise, it'll start to exfoliate the dead skin off your feet. You sleep in little cotton socks, you put on your Flexitol Heal Balm. Within 10 days, your skin will look like new. It's one of my lockdown kind of secrets that I absolutely loved when I started, because obviously when people were in lockdown, they couldn't get and have mani-pedis and they couldn't dye their own roots and stuff like that. So I started doing things like, here's how to treat dry cracked heels. Here's how to dye your own roots. Here's how to remove your own gel nail polish, because we were all locked in at home. So I did that series on Instagram as well.
People listening, we will put all these products in the notes because everyone's going to be furiously writing down everything you say. How do you do your own roots? Any tips?
Okay, yeah, absolutely. So I've got a very unglamorous Instagram video of me actually doing it. I did it originally on YouTube, and then obviously during lockdown, Instagram became, everybody was on Instagram. So I essentially, what you need to do, there are simple rules. If you have to go blonder, the simple rule is, my advice is, don't try and go blonder. Sadly, you can't go blonder because I think that takes real skill, and the products that are available over the counter tend not to have a higher enough in level of peroxide in them to lift you. But if you need to go just like I am, so I have a sort of faux dark root to cover my greys, it's so easy to do. What you need to do is you go on Amazon, you buy a tinting bowl and a tinting brush, then you buy any over-the-counter box colour, but something like L'Oreal Excellence is amazing, or Clairol Root Touch-Up, which actually comes with its own brush anyway. And then you match it to what is called your base colour. So look at your hair colour when you were 13 or 14 before you started colouring your hair. And yes, I was that young when I started colouring my hair, because my base colour is sort of a muddy, mousy blonde colour, which means I am a L'Oreal shade 8, right? And they all have exactly the same numbers. And I am a sort of cool, ash, dark blonde, essentially, which is a L'Oreal 8. You mix it up, you just apply it to your roots, you leave it on for 30 minutes and you rinse it out. And what it'll do is it'll make you look like you have regrowth, but it will have hidden all of your greys.
Yeah,
and actually, if you look at people like Madonna, if you look at really sort of fashionable people like Jennifer Aniston, they tend to have this faux root anyway, which is this sort of dark root, because when you're young, you hate it. But when you're older, actually, it's quite useful to have a bit of depth to your hair. And if you're a brunette and if you're a redhead, it's so easy. It's so easy. Yeah. And all of those colours are available on the high street. And again, perfect case in point, L'Oreal Excellence is owned by L'Oreal Professional. L'Oreal Professional are the companies that if you go and have your hair done professionally, that's the same technology. So yes, but I'm kind of going to say you can't do your own highlights. So if you're super blonde, you can't really do your own highlights, because I think that takes real skill. And also, I readily admit that twice a year I go back to the hairdressers and they fill in the patches that I've missed, because it's quite hard to do the back of your hair, but you can do it.
Yeah. Okay. Amazing.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Love that. Can we talk about boosters?
Yes.
I mean, we've featured Superdrug's new range of boosters. They're pretty amazing and really affordable. Can you explain a bit more what they do? It's the Me Plus booster range.
Yeah.
There are 15 formulas, aren't there? Sheet masks, etc. But the prices start from $2.99 and they're great, aren't they?
And this is a perfect case in point of how where we're at today is a company like Superdrug can source these active ingredients and get them onto the high street for anything between $2.99 and probably about $5.99.
And a lot of that is volume, isn't it? I mean, they just
sheer volume. It's the fact that they don't advertise them, they don't have a supermodel as the face of them. And also, what you've got to realize is those boosters are designed to be used in your everyday moisturizer or in your everyday serum. So you add two or three drops. Either you can actually put them directly onto your skin, but you can also add two or three drops and put them into your moisturiser. So, for example, the Simply Moisturiser lotion that I've got, you can just add the booster drops to it. It's so easy to do. And then what you've got is you've got a really simple formula with very few ingredients in it. And then what you can do is you can add in a vitamin C, you can add in a niacinamide, you can add in an antioxidant, you can use an acid overnight, and they are really super affordable. And Superdrug will not mind me saying that they were inspired by this revolution that happened in beauty when the company called The Ordinary started.
Yeah.
And that's essentially what they were. So think of boosters as being sort of a little bit like, if you imagine in the morning, you get up, you have a shower, you go downstairs, and then you kind of, a lot of people drink a juice, right? If you think of a juice as being like a freshly sort of made juice, that's like the serum that you put on your skin every day. So you turn it upside down, you put it on whatever, your veggie mix or whatever, whatever machine, your NutriBullet or something. And in it, you put a little bit of vitamin C. So you put a few little, say, a fresh orange in it. You put a little bit of spinach in it to get some iron in it. You put a little bit of, sort of, maybe you could put a little bit of sort of yeast powder to get your vitamin B in it and stuff like that. And if you imagine that, that's your serum every day. That's what's protecting your skin. That's giving your skin all the vitamins and minerals and actives it needs. And then if you were literally just on the side to have either a cod liver oil tablet or a vitamin C tablet and to take that at the same time, think of your booster that way. So it just amps up that active ingredient you need. So if you've got pigmentation, you can use vitamin C. or if you work in a city and you want to protect your skin, you can use vitamin C every day. And the niacinamide is a great one as well. So the niacinamide actually normalizes the production of sebum in the pores. So what it does, it helps to minimize the appearance of pores and it repairs the barrier function. So if you've got an overproduction of sebum and an oily skin prone to breakout, guys love it because it's super lightweight and watery. You can put it straight on aftershave.
And it's $5.99. That's the Mucus Niacinamide and Zinc Booster. There's also one for hydrating skin. There's one for inflamed skin.
There's a hyaluronic nourishing acid, which is just brilliant.
It's a collagen booster. I mean, it's all there. It's brilliant. Check them out. We wrote a feature actually on Chillux and listed them all out and said which ones were good for what. So if you kind of look at them and go, oh my God, there's a squalane
is just a really good skin identical moisturizer for dry skin.
Right. But if you look at all those names and think, oh, which one's for me? We've got a great feature which kind of breaks them all down.
And I just think they're a really brilliant range of products. If you go online onto Superdrug and just type in me plus, little plus symbol, they'll all come up. And I'm sure that range will go from strength to strength.
Yeah, it's great.
I keep having meetings with them going, you need to do a retinol. Please do a me plus retinol.
It's done in a pipette, isn't it, as well?
Yeah, they're tiny little medicinal looking brown bottles with pipette droppers in them.
Talk to us about your own skincare regime. I mean, I'm sure everyone listening, me included, wants to know what it is. You do look incredible. I mean, are any tweetments a part of your skincare maintenance?
I readily admit that I have what is known as baby Botox. And as you'll know, if you watch me on Instagram or YouTube, I've got a very mobile, very expressive face. I don't like that really frozen look, which I get it. I mean, it's beautiful.
But that's why I ask, because you do look like you can move. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
You don't look done, which is so clever, which is why tweetments is the sort of buzzword, isn't it?
I mean, I also admit in being really honest and open, and I think there are things that skincare can do, and I think there are things that skincare can't do. And for example, skincare really can't lift your skin. Also, skincare really can't target what is known as mobile wrinkles. So static wrinkles are when you look in the mirror and you have no expression on your face. Those fine lines around your eyes, around your mouth, skincare can target those. They can hydrate them. Retinol can help rebuild them. But if you have mobile wrinkles, and what they are is that's the movement of the muscle under the skin causing the skin to crease. So, for example, if you raise your eyebrows or you frown or you smile and you get laughter lines, they're mobile wrinkles. Skincare really can't target those simply because they're caused by the movement of the muscle under your skin and skincare doesn't get into your muscle. So what I do is, and I actually only started it about 15 years ago when I was 43, so I'm 58 now. So skincare...
Are you really 58? Bloody hell, you've got... Okay, I'm listening to you.
That's another thing. I think women should be really honest and open about their age. I don't understand women lying about their age.
No, I'm so with you.
It disempowers other women. Yes. I just think it's crazy.
Be proud that you look amazing and you're 58.
So what Botox does, and I have fought so hard every time I go in and have it done, and I only have it done twice a year, and I go in and I say, just give me the tiniest amount. And they always go, are you sure? I don't know. Yes. I need to be able to move, but what I want is I want full expression, but when I then relax, I don't want the sort of tram lines left across my forehead. And because I am a raiser, I've never been a frowner, so I've never had those 11 lines between the eyebrows. I'm not a frowner at all. But I am a raiser. I think it's that daytime TV over-expressive face. So I just want to soften those lines a little bit around my eyes and a little bit across my forehead.
You're doing that with a bit of Botox, with your baby Botox, are you?
Exactly what it is. And what baby Botox is, it's very, very, very diluted Botox. It's what famous people have. And they say, I don't have Botox. Look, my face moves. They do have Botox, right? Okay, I worked at Hello Magazine for 18 years. It's very rare to see a completely natural face. Shout out to Sarah Jessica Parker, who has a completely natural face. What they do is they have this very, very subtle form of baby Botox. And then every so often, I do quite like a laser treatment. And I'm with Jennifer Aniston on this. I like IPL, that's intense pulse light. It's a form of light that's put over the skin and it targets colour imperfections in the skin. So in my case, bearing in mind, you know, I was a teenager in the 70s and 80s. So it targets the sun damage in the skin. So the little sort of age spots, I'm being polite there, sunspots. And it basically breaks them up and then your body gets rid of them naturally. I do like that. And the energy actually does go in and tighten the collagen slightly. I like a little bit of radio frequency. Again, that's another form of energy that goes into the skin. It just warms the skin and tightens and the collagen and elastin. And essentially what it does is it very slightly damages the skin, but you don't really feel it. But then your body then goes into a wound healing process where it makes new collagen and elastin. I do like that as well. I've tried filler in the past and genuinely it doesn't work for me. But if you actually look at my face, I've got quite a large, naturally big face. My father was Eastern European, so I've got quite large natural cheekbones. I think filler works better on what I would call slim faces because they tend, you lose volume as you get older. I've seen filler do amazing things on very slim people, but it's just not for me because I have naturally quite a large face. But that's it, really. I'm terribly cautious about these things, and I tend not to try things unless they've been around for a long time and they're completely safe. Because I have to remember, you know, it's a cliche, but, you know, I do make a living by looking the way I look. So I can't have a dodgy lip filler or a sort of weird shed lift or a droopy eye.
So you're going IPL, baby Botox. And
a little bit of radio frequency. That's for what I would call the jowl. And at this point, I know we're doing this remotely, otherwise we'd be in a studio together. You'd see me playing with my little bit of sort of saggy neck under my chin. And that's what radio frequency does. It basically hits and tightens that slightly. And it's the reason why, you know, having been on Hello for so long and interviewed all those celebrities, it's a reason why you have a generation of celebrities who seem ageless. So if you look at somebody like Jennifer Lopez,
it's incredible.
I mean, I think she's had a couple of nose jobs back in the day, and that's actually because she had her nose broken when she was a teenager. But she has not had a facelift, right? That's not surgery that makes her look like that. That is little and often, little bit of baby Botox, a little bit of laser, a little bit of radio frequency. That's what that is.
She doesn't look filled, though, does she?
No, and again, she's got quite a big face like me. She probably has a little bit of filler, but, you know, she's got a big face, so she doesn't really need it. Look at people like Jennifer Aniston's perfect case in point. If you look at the Jennifer Aniston's progress, that is a little and often, slow and steady, wins the race. She's kept her weight stable, so she hasn't sort of had, you know, a weight gain or a weight loss, so that her skin has remained firm. And she admits that she absolutely loves lots of laser, and she regularly has lots of laser. And I do think that laser technology is new, and I do think that probably by the time your generation reach my age, I don't think anybody will go under the knife. I do think these treatments will take over and become the future.
God, fascinating. I need a consultation, please. Can you talk us through your skincare regime? What does it look like?
Yeah, of course. It's really, really simple. And it's actually not. I'm not one of those people that does sort of 18 steps morning and night. And I think it's because I am minimum effort, maximum results. So every morning I will cleanse my face with a rinse off gel cleanser. And it'll be in the shower normally. And it'll be something like CeraVe Hydrating Gel Cleanser is a perfect case in point. A really quick cleanse, get out of the shower, pat my face dry. I will then use a hyaluronic acid and a vitamin C, and the hyaluronic acid is to hydrate my skin, the vitamin C is to protect my skin. Then I will use a lock-in lotion moisturiser, something like, and we're going to go on and talk about my box because all of these steps are in the box for you.
Great.
And a really nice lotion moisturiser, and then an SPF. And then at night, I then use a cream cleanser because I need a cream cleanser to take my makeup off. And I don't use a separate eye makeup remover at all. I use a microfiber cloth. Microfiber cloths basically supercharge whatever cleanser you're using. So you can use them to take off all your eye makeup. So I use a really nice rinse-off cream cleanser like the Vitamin E one that's in the Superdrug box. And then I will go in with some hyaluronic acid again, which is a serum. And then I will use sort of, depending on how my skin feels, different serums on top. But the most common thing I use is a retinol every single night. And that is a vitamin A serum. And what retinol does is it's essentially the only really good active ingredient that encourages your skin cells to behave as young as possible, to be in optimum health. And it's been proven there's a prescription strength version of it that you can get from your doctor. But the next sort of metabolic step down, the next step down is retinol. And retinol at 1% for me is the gold standard, and it's what I use pretty much year round. And then if my skin's dry, I might add a moisturiser. A couple of times a week, I'll use a nice acid peel overnight, a little bit of lactic acid or something like that.
And any that you recommend? Any acid peels?
There's a brilliant lactic acid, Me Plus. So good from Superdrug. I mean, I think if money was no object, I mean, in America, there's a range called Sundy Riley, and she does a good gene lactic acid, which I really love. But the Inkey Listu, an active lactic acid, Me Plus do a lactic acid, The Ordinary do a lactic acid, Revolution do a lactic acid. If you're going to shop on the high street.
You do that weekly?
I do that probably once or twice a week. Because don't forget the microfiber cloth is cleansing your skin. If you cleanse with a flannel or a muslin cloth or a microfiber cloth, you're gently exfoliating your skin anyway. And all that does is so you wake up the next morning, you've got that really good glow, that sort of... If you put your foundation on and it doesn't quite sit right, it's because you're not exfoliating enough. You do need to get rid of that buildup of dead skin cells. And personally, rather than a physical exfoliant, I do like an overnight sleep-in acid. And that's it. I don't believe in eye creams. I don't believe in neck creams. I don't believe in separate products. I use those products from my hairline right the way down to my nipples, as I say.
Love it. You touched on retinol. How are you applying retinol?
I mean, in an ideal world, what I like is I like a milky pump action sort of, not cream, but sort of a creamy-ish lotion retinol. And then I literally put a pump in my hand, a couple of pumps in my hand, and apply it. I'm quite tough, and I've been using retinol for a long time, so I do use it right up and around my eyes, down my neck, and then right onto my chest as well. Okay. It is the gold standard anti-aging ingredient. There you go, I've just used that term that's politically incorrect, but is apt, it really is.
It is what it says in the tin, right? And yes. I agree, you've got to be confident and share your age and whatever, but there's nothing wrong with wanting to be your best. Can you talk to us about what's in your makeup bag?
Oh, well, my makeup
bag... Can we
have
some gems to look fabulous?
My makeup bag changes because it's my job to test things, right? Which is why I'm saying to you, sort of, I'm saying things like hyaluronic acid, vitamin C, because one week I'll be using one hyaluronic acid and the next week I'll be using another hyaluronic acid. So when I'm talking about steps in skincare, it's the same with makeup as well. So my latest brilliant discovery in skincare is Max Factor's new Facefinity 3-in-1 Flawless Foundation. And it's a primer foundation. It's a serum foundation. So it's quite liquid, quite runny, and concealer in one. So again, you see minimum effort, maximum results. You put it on. I put my foundation on with a brush. And then it's got its natural primer in, so it really bonds to the skin beautifully. It's mask proof as well, so it doesn't really transfer to your mask. And then what you do is after you've put it on, you go back in with a concealer brush and reuse it again in areas that you need extra coverage. And it gives you a really lovely finish, but it looks like your skin. And I do think actually there's been a bit of a revolution in foundations recently, because L'Oreal did one called Paradise Water Foundation, I think it was called, back in the summer, and that is amazing as well. Sadly, it doesn't come in enough shades. I think the Max Factor one is 42 shades, which is brilliant, and there's no excuse for brands not to do all the shades. But L'Oreal Colour Match is a perfect case in point. Really lovely foundation. I think there's 52 shades. There's great foundations on the high street now. They really are. Where I like to spend my money, if I'm going to be really naughty, I have to say I do love the Chanel Bronzer Universal, which is that completely unique product, which is this sort of, it's a circular sort of tub of what looks like solid powder cream bronzer, and then it buffs in so nicely. The only thing I'd say is not universal. Please, more shades, no excuse, Chanel. But I love it. It gives a soft focus finish and it's super subtle and it's easy. You don't over apply it. And then what brands do I really love? I absolutely love, if I'm going to be really indulgent, I do love a Charlotte Tilbury lip. I love a Pillow Talk lip, either in Superstar,
don't we all?
Or in her classic. But I'm telling you, you can go on to L'Oreal Paris, you can go to Revlon. I'm going to let you into another secret, people out there. This is just between you and I, right? A lot of it comes from the same factory. So yes, you're not going to get the same magnetic click-proof bullet. But what you're going to get inside is going to be strikingly similar. And so there is really, once it's on your face, who can tell what packaging it's in? So there are some amazing brands out there. Revolution makeup palettes are incredible. The payoff colour is incredible. The machinery, the engineering of what you get, the chances are within 6 months the palette might have been dropped and it might have cracked, right? I get that. It's not heavyweight, it's not expensive. But what you're actually wearing, the little tiny palettes of eye colours are amazing. So if you've got Halloween coming up or you've got Christmas coming up or you want to try the new red brick eye or the new navy eye, before you go super high end, always go high street. That's what I say. I think there are some amazing products around. L'Oreal Plump and Set Brow is the best brow gel I've ever used. It's a tinted brow with a tiny spoolie. So you just brush up through your brows. It is a sort of tinted brow gel, but I don't have grey brows, but I understand it covers grey brows as well. But it also sets your brows wherever you put them. So it gives you that slightly sort of lifted Great. Soap brow look. Amazing.
Yeah.
Fills in any gaps. It's nice. Incredible. Favourite mascaras at the moment. I'm absolutely loving Charlotte Tilbury Pillow Talk Push Up Lashes, but it's expensive, but I've never known a lengthening mascara like it. But Benefit Bad Gal Bang is incredible, as is L'Oreal Paradise is incredible. L'Oreal Unlimited is incredible, and so is Max Factor Masterpiece Max. I mean, I love a High Street mascara. I think Rimmel makes amazing mascaras as well.
So many tips, Nadine.
So many tips. I could honestly.
We need to do a separate podcast on colour, please. I think
you and I need to do is you and I need to go in store when we can go back to filming, and we'll just get baskets full of amazing.
Oh my God, can we do that? Can we go into Superdrug and do that? That would be brilliant. Yes. Right, we've got to talk about your box, this partnership. It's your edit. Loved by Nadine. It's your beauty box. It's vegan. It's cruelty free. It's exclusive to Superdrug. It's £25, and there's an amazing lineup of products in there. They're all full sized. Is that right?
So Superdrug and I have known each other quite a while. So obviously, I've been in their stores filming, and they've helped me do that. And they said, "Do you want to do an edit?" And I said, "I'd love to do an edit, but it has to be full size products." I don't know if you've ever bought a beauty box before, and when you open it up, the sample's tiny. And I'm like,
there's a sample and there's a sample. I know someone's so tiny and it's a day's worth. You're not going to get your head around whether that's any good in a day, are you?
No, absolutely. And I was like, if we're going to do this, it has to be effective. It has to be affordable. It has to be the steps I actually use at home. And honestly, hand on eye, it has to be effective for everybody at all ages. So essentially, everything is full size. If you were to pay full price for it, it would be £40, but it's £25. There is my beloved Vitamin E Hot Cloth Cleanser in there. And I made Superdrug go out and source a pack of 3 microfiber cloths. So when you lift it up, there's hidden behind, there are 3 microfiber cloths in there. Now, they are going to carry on selling afterwards. They're amazing. There are the B-glycolic pads. So do you remember I was talking about when you have an overnight resurfacing once a week?
Yeah.
Glycolic is the acid. Lactic is a nice acid. And there was a toss up between me putting a lactic acid in, but I chose glycolic because one, the pads are ready impregnated, so they're easy to use. Glycolic suits everybody. So it's a really lovely acid to suit everybody, to suit all skin types. And they're ready dose. So you haven't got to worry about how much you put them on. You literally unpeel the top, wipe them over your face and neck, right down onto your neck and chest, and then you sleep in them overnight. Some people
use them. I love a pad. It is so easy, isn't it? Yeah.
So easy. And they're so reasonably priced. Yeah. There are 2 boosters in there. So the hyaluronic acid booster, because I love hyaluronic acid, because I think every skin should use it morning and night. Men can use it after shaving. Teenagers can use it if they want to start using skincare. It is the absolute essential. It's a humectant. It locks water into your skin. On top of that, you can use the niacinamide. And the reason I've put the niacinamide Me Plus booster in there is because if you've got breakouts, it's brilliant. And a lot of people are suffering from maskne at the moment. So you would put it on as a first step where you get your breakouts. You can use it anywhere on your body. It's incredible. And men like it. And I wanted this to be available for everybody. There's the brilliant Simply Moisturizing Lotion, the one that I was talking about, Sally Hughes loving. I absolutely love it. It's a hyaluronic acid glycerin. You can put your boosters into it. You can wear it on your own. It will suit everybody. It's unfragranced. It's beautiful. Then there's a vitamin C in there. And this vitamin C, I feel not a lot of people know about this product. It's a new generation vitamin C, and it's watery. It's fragranced a little bit like a beautiful sort of fresh orange squash or fresh orange juice. It's gorgeous.
Right.
But it's completely stable. You use it every single day. And what it will do, in the day, it will protect your skin from pollution, because what it is vitamin C is then oxidized in place of your skin. So if you think about when you cut a potato or you cut an avocado, the minute you put lemon juice or orange juice on it, it doesn't go brown. That's essentially what it does to your skin. It stops it oxidizing. Yeah. So it protects you from pollution. Or at night, you can put it on your skin if you've got dull skin or ashy skin, or if you've got sun damaged skin, because it helps repair that as well. And then you lift it up, and then underneath are the 3 microfiber cloths. All of that in a box for £25.
Amazing.
And the box is actually really lovely because they were really sweet. We put some pictures of me pulling silly faces. You know, I was talking about how mobile my face is. Those pictures are a perfect case in point. You can see my face move. And it's all in a really lovely box that you can either keep, but I wanted to make sure also that everything in it, all of the packaging, was recyclable as well. So I wanted full size, I wanted effective, affordable. I wanted it to suit everybody at all ages, all skin tones, all skin types, men and women. And I wanted you to be able to either keep or recycle the box. And that's my beauty edit from Superdrug. I'm so proud of it. I really am. And I honestly think so many beauty boxes are £150, £200.
Yeah, I agree.
And in these
times,
I wanted
very refreshing.
My routine to be available for everybody. I was passionate about that. And Superdrug have been amazing to work with. They've been so kind.
But what a lovely partnership. And it feels really authentic to you. You know, anyone who follows you knows you don't recommend rubbish. And, you know, you work with high street brands anyway. So it feels really authentic. You've made me want to go into Superdrug today and go and have a good old recce. I'm going to hold you to that. I would love to go in.
Let's
go in and let's make a date and do a... We'll do a video and that would be great. But Nadine, it's been lovely to chat with you. I know that it's going to be a massive success. And thank you for all your wonderful tips and advice, and to be continued. And get down
to Superdrug,
everybody.
I'll come back any time at all. It's been absolute joy. I've loved
Bless
it. Thank
you. Bless you. Thank you so much. That's it for today. If you enjoyed that, then do please rate, review, subscribe and tell your friends. And we'll be back soon. Bye-bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.